Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin paragraph via the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Avodah and the Laws of Slaves in the Sefer Kinyan, the Book of Acquisitions, where in this paragraph we segue from the Eved Ivri to the Amah Ivri, to the Jewish maidservant. As Rambam begins Halacha Av regarding the sale of this Amah Ivri. So Amah Ivri, the Jewish maidservant, he ha'katana, specifically a minor, she'machar aviyah, that her father sells her, but a mishutavi shtei sa'aris, but when she brings two pubic years, achash tei meser shanim, when she's already bas mitzvah, already 12 years old, but te'asa nara, and she becomes a teen which has reached puberty, in yochel lemachra, then he cannot sell her anymore. Av bishadain yishle rishus, but although the father still has rights in his daughter, when she's a nara, v'yishle kadsha l'chol mishirtzah, he could get her engaged to whoever he wants to, still, he already lost the rights of selling her. Av ha'ketana she islandess b'simanel, so too if you have a minor who, we already have signs that she's an islandess, which is a woman who is not fit to have children. She's not going to have puberty as all other girls. For example, let's say she has a thick voice. We could recognize this. And if she's not fit to have two pubic kids, she's not going to develop in that way in her maturity. So yes, lavila machar, the father has the right to sell her. In other words, we don't say that since she's not going to have this middle stage of nairis that he cannot sell her. And actually, he could sell her kolzman shekitana as long as she's considered as a minor, which since she doesn't have puberty, that goes up until she becomes 20 if she has signs of an illness, or actually up until half of her lifespan, which is 35 if this never ends up being a simon, where she goes straight from being a katana to a begeres without the stage of naira. Now, avala tumtum adregnes. Tumtum is from the term of closed up, where we don't see any sign of gender on this child. Ovandregnes actually has both signs of gender. In an imker, they cannot be sold like Ebedevi, not like the Jewish slave, because maybe that is a female, and a woman cannot be sold for her theft, and neither could she sell herself. And like Dinam Abria, neither is it sold as a Jewish maidservant, because maybe it's a male, and the father has no rights regarding selling his son, only regarding his daughter. And an Om Abria could only be sold by her father when she's a minor. Halacha Beis. Father has no right to sell his daughter. Only if he became poor. But initially, he has nothing remaining. Look, karka, not properties, not movable items. He doesn't even have his shirt on his back. Now, and even so, that okay, he allowed to sell her if he's literally destitute and he has nothing remaining. But we forced the father to redeem her after even that she was already sold, if he could, to then afford it. Mishum become mishpacha because of disgrace to the family. Now, Baruch HaAboi Shemeis, if the father flees or he dies, or he had nothing to redeem her with, then she's the maidservant that works until she goes afri. Halacha Gimel. Now, Amar Avriya, this Jewish maidservant, nikness could be acquired as a maidservant, bekesef with money, or bishtar bekesef, or with something that's worth money, or bishtar, or with a document. But, ve'ena nikness bepruta. But, although generally you could do a kinyan with money and the lowest denomination is a pruta, she cannot be acquired with something as low as a pruta. The reason for that is they should tzarach l'knesa b'dam, because you have to acquire with money, shiru'in l'geroin, which is fit, to then diminish when time has gone by to lower down the price, because she had already worked a certain amount, because they should tigre p'dyon b'tetsa, so that she could diminish the redemption price and go out, but from a pruta, there's nothing to go lower than that. So it has to be something more than that, so that you can go lower in the redemption when she already worked a little. Now, ketsa b'shtar, how does she get acquired with a document? It's Kaysav Alanyar Alacharis. He writes on a paper or on a piece of earthenware, Bita Mukhurlach, my daughter is sold to you, Bita Knurlach, my daughter is acquired to you, and Nisim Yar Adn, and the father gives the document in the hand of the master. Ushtar Amabriya, and this document of the Jewish maidservant, Ho'av Kaysav, like we said, the father is the one who writes it. Halach Dalad, regarding the freeing of the Jewish maidservant. So Amabriya, Ibed the Sheshon, the Jewish maidservant works a period of 6 years. Kevin, Shemachru Bezin, like the slave that we spoke about, which is sold by the courts, like it says in the pasuk in the bottom, ki machal cha achicha ha'ivri oyu ha'ivriya. It compares that if it's going to be sold to you, the Jewish slave or the Jewish maidservant, which the pasuk continues, v'avotcha sheshan v'shan ha'shvist, t'shachan ha'chav shemim, so we compare it to the one that's sold by the courts, where they work for 6 years, b'yitzis b'tchil ha'sheva, and goes out in the beginning of the 7th year. Now, when the jubilee year comes in the middle of those 6 years, yitzichim kavod, then she goes free like a slave does. Mesa Adam, if the master dies, even though the son remains, Yitzchim, she goes out free, kan nirtza. Specifically, like, not like a regular Eved Ivri, but the Eved Ivri that has the nirtza that got a hole in his ear to stay longer. Shlomik says in the pasuk, vafla maschatasakin, that also for your maidservant, you should do like this, like the nirtza, which is about going free. She could also diminish from her original pricing to redeem herself and leave. And v'mkasav v'shtar shichur macha al shar. And so too, let's say the master writes a document of emancipation and he pardons her for the rest of that she owes for the slavery. Yitzchinam, again, she could go out for free, ka'over like a slave. Now, halacha hey, but you say to amabriya, there's something more that's by the Jewish maidservant, which is not by the Eved Ivri. She yitzchiv simanim, she goes out with signs of puberty. Ketzad how so? Kagoyin shaviyah simanim benasanara. For example, she brought signs of puberty and she became a nara. She goes out free without any money, without having to pay whatever's remaining. Even if she brings signs the day after she was bought, she goes out free. She goes out free, which is the pasuk is adding on another going out free, because it was unnecessary to say that we really compare it to the Eved Ivri, more than what says by the slave. Which from the tradition they learned, that's bringing the signs of puberty. She goes back to her father's domain until she becomes a begeres, which is 6 months after she became a nara. But and then she leaves her father's domain. If the daughter was an ironess, she which, as we said, does not have the days of puberty. She goes from being a minor to an adult. When she becomes a begeres, then she goes out free. Halacha above. The Jewish maidservant does not go out with the injury of the tips of her primary organs. Shenemek, it says in the pasuk, unlike, as we'll see in the following parak, which is by a non-Jewish slave, by the maidservant it says, Lo yisetik, it says, she does not go out the way the non-Jewish slaves go out. So to the Jewish slave, if he knocks out his tooth, a similar in or he blinds his eye, he pays from like anyone who injures his friend. Like we explained the laws of injuries in the fourth parak halacha yud, but that doesn't have them go out free, like Eved Kenani. So Nemtzeis Lomad, it comes out that you learn as follows. That the Jewish maidservant can be acquired in two ways, with money, or what's worth money and a document. And she could acquire herself, meaning to go back free, in 6 ways. B'shanim, when the year 6 years have elapsed, or the Jubilee year, even in the middle of the 6 years. The diminishing of the price tag by paying your way out. B'shtar shechur, document of emancipation. Misadim, the death of the master. U'b'samanim, and with bringing signs of puberty. Now, Halacha Zayin continues with another approach out, which is called the Yiyut. If the master designates her for himself or for his son, which that makes her like a woman that's engaged, and she's treated like for all practical purposes like an engaged wife, and therefore she cannot go out anymore with all the things that we mentioned before. With the shtar or the mises adon, whatever it is. No, you're not a slave woman anymore. You're a wife. Either with the death of the husband or with a get, like a regular wife. And the mitzvah of designating her as a wife comes before in precedence to the mitzvah of redeeming her that she shouldn't be a slave anymore. Now, what's the mitzvah of designation? So, he tells her in front of two people, you're engaged to me, you're betrothed to me, you're to me a wife. Even though it's at the end of the 6 years, right before the sun is setting, which you don't even have a measurement of work left anymore, even the exchange of a pekuta, but she's still the amavriya. And he doesn't have to give her anything for kedushin, which you have to betroth a woman with something, a ring or whatever. No, because the original monies, the kedushin nitnu, now retroactively were given for the kedushin of what he's doing for this woman. And the noigba minik, each has to treat her like all the custom of a wife. Ve noigba minik shivchas, you cannot treat her anymore as a maidservant. Moreover, ve inimi yach time ka'achas, you cannot do yid to two maidservants at the same time. He has to do yid to her. Now, v'kitzim yad de lebnoi, how does he do yid to designate her to his son? So, if his son was an adult, and he gives permission to his father to designate the maidservant for him as a wife, so the father says to this maidservant in front of two people, you are betrothed to my son. Now the master cannot designate the Jewish maidservant, not to him, not to his son, only if it's with her awareness. And that's even though the father already received the monies, which these are the monies, like we said, of Kedushin, which was the original price, because Sharei Oimah, because the Pasuk says Yo'ada, which the words are the same letters as Midaita, has the word Deya, which has to be from her awareness. Now, V'meisa Adon, if the master dies, Imbana Yuchala Adelai, the son himself cannot go ahead and make her designated to him. Sharei Yitzel Chayes, V'meisa Adon, because she already went out free with the death of the master. Halacha test. Hayiud Ke'irisin. This designation is like engagement. But the Inikin Nisuin is not like the second stage, which is that called of marriage. The figure, therefore, in Mistamala, if he's a kohen, cannot make himself tamitar, like a regular kala, has to be a nesua, married. But the Yerushalmi doesn't inherit her, but the Mefid Dideh cannot nullify her vows. Asher Dekan Zechupa, until she comes to the chuppah, which that would make her like a married woman. Now the Rambam continues what happens if he does not fulfill a yud. The Pasuk says, V'im shlosh elu lo yasala. If these three things he doesn't do for her, what is the Pasuk referring to? Lo ya'ado loy. He's not going to designate the maidservant as a wife for himself. He's not going to designate her for his son. And she doesn't end up getting redeemed by diminishing the price tag that they could afford to redeem her. Then the Pasuk says, then she goes free, which is ba'avah siman, by bringing the signs of puberty, coming around, like we already explained this in Halacha Hey. Now, although it says in some printings, Halacha Yod, this seems to be the end of the verse, that Yesra alois nadrachim, meaning she goes out free this way by bringing signs. Yesra alois nadrachim, obviously, in addition to the way, shekoin ben atzma, kevedevi, that she also could acquire herself to go out free, like the Jewish slave, like we mentioned in Halacha Dal. And here seems to be where Halacha Yud starts. Eino adon yachal limkar ama avriya. The master cannot sell his Jewish maidservant, or neither b'lei litna l'shach, or even to give her to another man, ben rochem ben karev, whether a relative or someone that's distant from him. If he, let's say, sells or gives away this Jewish maidservant, this master, he hasn't done anything. Because the Pasuk says, to a foreign nation, he has no dominion to sell her, when he's a trader in her. And so to the Jewish slave, he cannot sell him to someone else, not to give him to someone else. It appears to me, we didn't have to make especially that this is a problem by the maidservant, because we already know this by the slave, and we compare this to the maidservant. It's only because, meaning the concept wasn't even necessary to say, because what rights does he have to do that? It's only because we know that the father could designate her for his son. Oh, so you see, he has rights to give her to other people. The Pasuk says, no, to a foreign people, he has no dominion to sell her. That's why I have to say this halach in the first place. Halach Yilav continues regarding who is appropriate to purchase an Amma Vriya. So in Amma Havriya Namkeres, the Jewish maidservant cannot be sold, only for someone that has for him or his son to the woman, Kedushin, that he can get engaged to her. Kedesh, they do liyid, that it's fit to fulfill that approach of designation. Case at house, so meicher adam is bittul aviv. Even if someone sells his daughter to his father, so aviv bisha ino adin yochel adeloy. Although the master, which is her grandfather, cannot do yid to her because if grandfather is not allowed to marry granddaughter, but ruihi lebnai, it is fit for the master, the grandfather's son, shari amu, because the maidservant is bas achiv, is his niece, his brother's daughter, which is permitted. Aval in yochel limkar is bittul lebnai, but he cannot sell his daughter to his son. The reason is because it's not fit for the master, because that's his sister, and neither to his son, which is his grandson, because then the maidservant is going to be his father's sister, which is an erva, and that's going to be forbidden. So it won't be roy, not for the adon, not for the son. A person could sell his daughter to someone that's invalid for the marriage. For example, meaning a negative prohibition. A widow to a high priest, or grusha b'chalitza kohen hedjed, or divorcee, or one had chalitza to a regular kohen, where it's possible that shavu b'shem b'labal was negative prohibition, but kedushin teis men. In contrast to an erva, let's say, that has a chiv of misa, a negative prohibition, kedushin actually takes effect, although it's prohibited, and therefore it does qualify for yid, although albeit with a prohibition, hence it would be a valid mechira. Halacha Yud Gimel continues with the selling of an amavriya after she was already freed. So mekadosh is bita kshi gitana. Someone gets a daughter engaged when she's a minor. When the ceremony is garsh, and then she gets widowed or divorced from that husband, in yochel macher, he cannot sell her anymore as a maidservant, even though she's a minor. She in odem yochel limker is bita l'shivchas achi ishes, because the person cannot sell his daughter as a maidservant after she was already married as a wife. Aval meichel l'shivchas achi shivchas, but he could sell her as a maidservant after already been a maidservant. Kitzah hasol. So mechal l'shivchas tchila. Let's say he originally sold her as a maidservant. B'yod oisa ha'odem, and that master went and did yud with her, so essentially married her. But he didn't marry off his daughter. He, the master, did the yud on his own. And then the master died or divorced her. Now she goes back to her father's domain when she's a minor. So the father could tell her a second time. I feel a kain even to a kain. So too, let's say she falls from yud. If she falls in front of a yavam, which is her husband dies around the children from Yud, where the master had been our husband, and then the master dies, and now there's a brother who would be Yavam, and that brother does Chalitzatar. So Apishi Chalutza Psula, although that she has invalid because of Chalitza Nishi Ketana, meaning it's invalid Chalitza, where here she is as a Ketana, where the Chalitza is only valid by an adult, but Hare Nifsel Min Kuna, but it still invalidates her from Kuhuna. Still, in spite of that, v'yesh l'machir l'kain, the father could still sell her for a kain. So although there's two problems, amona and chalutza, still he could sell her even to a kain gadol. And the reason is hayba kedushin tefes, but ultimately kedushin would take effect. K'mesh as well, like we explained, halacha yud beis. Therefore, that would not affect the mechira, because they would technically it would be possible, albeit with the iser, the kedushin. So although it's a chalitza psula, because it's ketana, ultimately that was still invalidate as chalitza from kuna. Even though it's invalid, so it still has a problem, but even though there's a problem, still kedushin would take effect. And therefore the mechira. Halacha yud dalet, the mechira is bidur, the son sells his daughter. The yatzah b'shanim, and she went out either because of 6 years, the b'yebel or the jubilee year, b'gerin kasa because they diminished the money, v'adayin nikdana, and she's still a minor. Yeshalach, the mechira p'mashni, k'meshran, again, like we said in the previous halacha, that he could sell her a second time. Halacha tezvav, the mechira is bidur, someone sells his daughter. V'achkach, halach b'kishalach, and then after he already sold her, he went and he engaged her to someone else. So it depends. If her current master wants to do Yitar, so Miyad, he could do Yitar. Because ultimately, he gave monies first when he bought her, which, as we said in Halacha Zayin, technically is for Kedushin also. So it's like someone who did a Kedushin for a woman now, and that after 30 days if he wants to. If someone else does a Kedushin in between, she's going to be Kedushin to the first one if he wants to, because that's retroactive. Same thing over here. Now, if let's say the master does not do Yitar, not for him, not for his son, when she leaves the domain of the master, then the condition that the father had subsequently done to this girl will be finished now. But she'll be a married woman to that second man. Someone sells his daughter. Now, he made a condition on the master who bought her. Amanas, on condition, so that he doesn't do you to her. I don't want you to be married to her and then take her as a wife. If the master wants to do yid, miyad, he could do yid. And the reason that is shehisna mashakas b'Torah, because the father of the girl was stipulating against what the Torah says, because the Torah says that he could do yid. Shetunai batel, where therefore his condition is void, and therefore the master could do yid.